Progress since the last call. What's gone on?
Yeah, so talked to you about the Latin Builders Association reached out to a guy there, a prospect that, well, he became a friend over the years, and you know, we're working on getting him situated. Hopefully he's selling his house at the end of this month, and he's gonna have some capital to put to work. So we're reviewing that, how he goes from, you know, selling this house to buying another one and putting that excess capital to work and keeping that capital invested while he builds out a new house.
Good. What else?
There's another guy. He's not a builder. I mean, he is a builder. He's not part of this organization. He's a contractor. He's actually a friend of our, his daughter goes to school with my son. And we've talked a couple of times. He has like a whole life policy, and my wife is good friends with his wife. So we're going to sit down and have lunch and see where, you know, we could do better in his whole life policy. Number one, he's not happy with it, and also set up some retirement plans for his company and some investment for his own, for himself.
Great. 401k kind of stuff?
Don't think it's going to be a 401k. It's going to be more profit sharing and stuff like that, because he's a contractor, so he doesn't have a lot of employees. You know, I think he has like you know, an assistant or something like that, where he could really take advantage of doing a SEP and or a profit sharing within a 401k and you know, put away a lot of funds, you know, tax deferred funds for
yep,
for the future.
Nice. Okay. Ginger's. Well, you know, things we talked about the last time were agendas and executive summaries. Doing those.
Oh, I lost you.
Yeah, the last
time
we've been
doing those. We've been keeping up with those on our clients. Last week was our easy week. Right. You know, that week that you have in between as far as client appointments go. But it was all like catching up on client work that had to be implemented. And this week is when we have a lot of our client meetings going into next week. Next week is our heaviest week of the month.
OK. Endless chain referral system. You kind of like that idea.
Yeah, that's the one of, you know, thank you for your account, but you just cost me the most valuable thing I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, got to get a close a prospect first. So we'll use that when we close one of these two prospects.
Okay. Using the VEA effectively, is it generating any business?
I believe we told you about we had one gentleman reach out to us, but he wasn't a qualified prospect. You know, using the VEA and the website and all that. Unfortunately, we couldn't even help him. We couldn't even give him to like a trainee. We talked to Nico and he was like, yeah, it's not even worth it for a trainee with the new requirements and stuff. So Roxana is working with him to build up our prospect list. And some of the things some of the changes that he's made recently, we have seen some effect. Like some of the newsletters that we sent out recently to our prospects had like a really high open rate, and there's forgot what they call it, but there's a link in each one, right? It's not just opening the email. And then if they click on the link, that's another, you know, like another touch point. And most of the people who opened the email went in and clicked on that link. So we're building that up with him. We have our calls with him on Thursday, and I think Roxana is actually going to put together a much bigger list for him, that only he is going to prospect, right? It's going to just be him prospecting. That is people that we don't have, relationships with, right? That, you know, just, I think she's going to even purchase a list for this, to start, you know, generating some activity and see if anything comes out of it. You know, we have some money here at year end for that we didn't use for, you know, client, events, meals, yeah, and things like that. Yeah, events. So she's going to give that. I think she has purchased it, or she's purchasing it, or he's purchasing it this week, you know, getting through the approval process and all that. She's going to implement that with him, where he's the one that's just going to be prospecting that list. And then all the leads come to us. You know, he'll pass all the leads to us.
Really good. I wrote down that your brother's in Columbia, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Well, any way of turning him into a center of influence?
The thing is, yeah, as a center of influence, possibly, right? Because he's an attorney, right? He's an attorney, but he's an immigration attorney and a criminal attorney. So both of those are like difficult clientele to deal with.
Well, not if they're cartel guys.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he said he's been approached by some of those guys before, and he's like, no, I can't take your business, you know. he lives out like in the country, and a lot of those guys that he hangs out with are not good prospects. You know, he's like the top of his group, right?
He's the wealthiest guy in the community, huh?
Yeah. And he's all over the place. He's here. I mean, there's the opportunity with him is more so in Florida than in Tennessee, because he, as you know, Nashville's like on the western side of Tennessee, and it's a straight shot down to Panama City, Florida. So, like, that's the closest beach to you guys, you know, like real ocean beach. So he has property there, and he's making a lot of transactions there. He has, I think, three properties now there. So he's in these communities where people buy these rental properties for VRBO, you know, the short-term rentals. So there is some opportunity as he starts making more inroads into that community.
Yeah, it's a pretty good business. I got my son in that. He's got a house he bought and fixed up, and now is gonna put in VRBO, and you know, you can rent it. It can be in all three of those big.
Yeah. Airbnb.
Yeah.
He puts them in all those websites. And I think they even have like some local websites over there that are not these, which I think is their preference, because they don't get charged these exorbitant fees. And, you know, you don't get a lot of riffraff, you know, as you do with Airbnb sometimes. So they have a better control of it. But they make, you know, I mean, the house that he bought is a funny story, but he bought it a street away from the beach. And I mean, he probably bought it for like $300,000 or something like that. And he makes $40,000-$50,000 a year profit on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
So it's hard to say, hey, get your money and put it in the stock market.
Right. Yeah, that's especially when you hardly put anything down, you know.
He bought everything cash because he bought this from, that's why I said it's a funny story. He bought this from an older individual who had a tenant there, and the tenant was a crackhead prostitute in the house. And cause he couldn't get rid of her, right? He was scared of her. He couldn't get rid of her. He couldn't evict her. Couldn't do anything. So my brother got like this great deal because he's an attorney. He said, listen, don't worry about it. I'll buy the house from you and, you know, I'll handle it. I'll get rid of it, whatever. So sure enough, he bought the house. He offered her money actually to move. And he said, listen, you could either take this money or I could, you know, take you to court and I'm going to get you out one way or another. Right.
Right.
So eventually he got her out and then they just, you know, gutted the place and redid everything on the inside. And then from there, he started renting it out.
So it's probably worth twice that now, right?
I would say it's definitely worth twice that because when we went, when he first bought it, maybe 3 years ago or so, right around the hurricane, you know, when that big hurricane hit over there. As a matter of fact, once that hurricane hit, he had just finished remodeling the house, and it was the only house in the area that didn't get damaged.
Oh, wow.
So he leased it to one of these national insurance companies that was having all their adjusters go there. And he leased it for like 6 months when no one was going to the area. So he actually made money while everybody was, you know, had lost money or was trying to repair their property. So he got her out of there. When we went, there was houses on the water, you know, right on the ocean for about $1 million, $1.5 million, nice houses. We went back this summer and there was nothing less than like $2.5 million, $3 million, you know. The area is just booming, you know, and obviously, you know, being on the water, the access that you have there, because like here in Miami Beach, yeah, the beaches are beautiful and everything, but you can only get condos on the water, right? On the beach, you can get houses on the water, but you have bay, you know, you have a bay behind you, you know, if you want a boat. But over there, you buy houses and you just walk out your backyard and the sand and the ocean's right there, you know. So
yeah,
we actually like it over there a lot. Yeah, we like it over there a lot.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? That's where, you know, I was in Pensacola as a naval officer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a pilot over there and I learned to love, fell in love with the Pensacola beaches and all that whole
He's close. He has a separate trailer that's, you know, like on a canal that leads to the ocean. That's right next to the Navy SEALs training. The Navy has a training center there that the SEALs go to for, you know, deep water training and all that stuff. And it's really cool.
Yeah, that's good. That's valuable to have it near there.
Yeah. He's like, I want to keep this property just in case. You never know.
Right. Yeah, they might, you know. You never know.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Well, we just got to keep working with our clients on the VISPA and, you know, implement that more.
You want to practice it?
Yeah, the value working with our team, you know, what have you found valuable over the, you know, the last quarter, last month that we've been working together. This is important, right? This is important for, you know, so we can make sure that we're servicing you the proper way, and when they give us, you know, what they value is, you know, with your permission, I would like to, you know, do a little brainstorming. Who do you know that would value, you know, working with us, having these monthly calls, you know, in your family, you know, who do you suggest? You know, do you have a brother? Does your brother work with someone? Does your sister work with someone? How about, you know, your friends who you play golf with and travel with? And then once they give that, you know, how would you suggest that we meet? You know, is it better to have a Zoom call? Or should we go out for lunch? Have a conference call?
It's good. It's good. You got it. There's a few things we could work on, but it's
okay.
It's good. I like to use the question, what are the three things that you valued the most in working with us over the last year? Okay, so you give them a bigger time frame. Gives them, and the three things, asking them a question of what are the three things that you value the most, it'll get more of a conversation than just one thing answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And the last one is usually the most important one, right?
That's right. You remember. Okay, and then the transition. What I'd like to do, with your permission, is do a little brainstorming. I think I'd probably leave out the important thing because it's just.
But isn't that the I in VITSPA?
It is, but it's
okay.
Just,
so we're just leaving that out. Okay.
Yeah, I just don't think it's a little bit disruptive, and it ends up being a sentence with very little impact, and it kind of throws me off sometimes, and I think it just threw you off a lot. So I think I'd rather just leave it out. So what are the three things that you value the most in working with our team? Answer. And then what I'd like to do right now with your permission is do a little bit of brainstorming. And then, you know, they might ask, well, brainstorming about what? What we'd like, and if they don't say anything, there's a pause, you can just say, what I'd like to brainstorm about is who would value this as much as you have. Okay? So that's a really important phrase to get right, okay? Because otherwise you'll get bogged down and you'll get too many words in there. And so...
is who would value this as much as you have?
That's right. So what we're going to brainstorm about is who would value this as much as you have? And they go, oh, yeah, that'd be okay. And then what you want to do is just say, so this is how it will work. Because you're brainstorming. You're not asking for referrals here. See? And that's important to have them understand. So what we're going to do is brainstorm. So what are we going to brainstorm about? We're going to brainstorm about who would value this as much as you have. Okay, so how is that going to work? So what we're going to do is we're going to think of it as three concentric circles. And so we're first going to cover the people that are the very closest to you. Okay, that's your family, and that's your best friends, people you grew up with, or people that you've known your whole life, or people that you consider very close to family. And the next circle then would be people that you travel with, friends with, you know, families that you go with on your family vacations, or you travel with the travel soccer team, or, you know, people that you are close to at work. And so you're really helping them to brainstorm. And then the final circle will be people that you know that you may not know as well, but they would really be a game changer in terms of relationship with us. And they go, okay, I get it. So let's, and then you circle back and then say, okay, let's start with your inner circle, right? So that this circle thing is pretty good. It's pretty powerful. You know, we'll circle back and we'll talk about your inner circle. So it's all like this circle thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the inner circle, then we're going to probably get one or two names out of the inner circle. Get the most names out of the next group. These are people you travel with, people at work, people that you're, you know, that you're good friends with, people in your neighborhood. That's where you'll probably get four names. And then the last one, you'll probably get two names. Somebody that's a real game changer, somebody that's wealthy that you know. Don't worry about how we'll meet them. Just, you know, just they're a good guy. You like them. They'd be a good, you know, they'd be a good client. So now you've got six names. And now what you want to do is say to them, okay, we've brainstormed now. We've got the six names. Let's prioritize those in terms of people that would really be the most interested or have the most urgency about working, about, you know, their financial situation. And they'll rank them right away. So we're still brainstorming. See, we're still working on this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now what we want to do is basically tell me about your brother in Columbia, Tennessee. He's the number one guy on your list. He's the one that's selling his business. Tell me about him. So now we profile him. Okay. We go through in detail and profile him. Because this is from this client, you're going to get a tremendous amount of insight into this person. And you don't want to minimize that. And then that's all we're going to do. We're not going to go on to the other six or other five. We're just going to profile this person. Now here's the key right here. Okay. You got him profiled. He's talking about him and you're getting a sense of whether, you know, this is his number one guy on the list. So this guy is probably pretty ripe. He's probably ready to go. And so now the key words are exactly what you said. You know your brother a whole lot better than I ever will. How would you suggest that we meet? Okay. And he'll kind of stammer and stutter and say, and you say, well, you know, why don't we just do a Zoom call? That'd be easier.
Yeah.
We don't need to go to Columbia. We'll just do a Zoom call. Would that work? Yes. Okay. So today is the 20th. It's a Wednesday. It's about 12 o'clock. So you give him a chance to get his calendar in his head, right? Cause you're using him now. So you kind of hesitate. Let's say today's Wednesday, the 20th, about 12 o'clock. All right. So why don't we do the Zoom call next week at this time? Would that work? Yeah, that'll probably work because, you know, he had time for you. So he probably has time for this. And you go, okay, so today's Wednesday. Why don't I give you till you're going to talk to your brother this week? Yes. Okay. Why don't I give you till say next Monday? If I don't hear from you, I'll just drop you an email or text you or something. Would that work? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, so what I need from you is his phone number. Okay, and confirmation that you've talked to him. So when you've talked to him, send me his phone number and then I'll set up the Zoom call. Okay, good, good. Everything's good? Yep. Okay, thanks. Yep. Hey, I really appreciate it. This is going to be fun. And now you've got a Zoom call set up. And guess what? You've got five other people that you've got your prospect list now.
And you profile later.
Yeah, and you can literally do one a month. Because here's the mentality you have. These people desperately need you. And if you don't remember them, they'll be lost and go to some Bernie Madoff or something. So you have to be the one that's conscientiously following up. And you say that. Do you say that to the client? So the next time you don't have to go through the, you know, what are the three things that you value the most? You've done that. You brainstorm. So now all you have to do is is that next month you go back and at the end you go, hey, this is really terrific. I appreciate what you did. You introduced my brother, your brother, and you know, that's moving along nicely. What I'd like to do is I don't want to forget about these other five people. If you were going to prioritize those five, how would you do that? In order, boom, okay. Mm-hmm. Tell me, so number one is your cousin. Good. Tell me about your cousin, right? Now we profile him and we go through the same thing. Exactly. You know him a lot better than I do. How would you suggest that we meet? Good.
Yeah.
Okay. And he goes, yeah, we'll meet. Yeah. Do Zoom. That Zoom call thing worked great. Let's do that again. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Hey, stop me when you get uncomfortable. Right?
Yeah.
Stop me when you get uncomfortable. This is okay. Are you good with this? Good. Yeah. Cause we're really helping him, right? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're good. We can go, we'll go right through the list. And then guess what? When we're done, we'll call them up again and say, hey, what are the three things that you value the most in working with our team?
Yeah.
He goes, you want to brainstorm again, don't you? I said, yes, I do. I want six more names. And he goes, okay, I got the six. You see?
Yeah.
And so he see you are, what's the worst he's going to do? What's the worst he's going to say? I'm all out. I don't have anybody. Right?
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
Well, keep working on it. You know?
Yeah.
Keep asking people, can you enthusiastically endorse your financial advisor? And when they say no, send them to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So it's just a process. It's just like working out. It's just like doing the triathlon. The more you do it, the better you get. The more you do it, the better you get. Then you learn you got to wear goggles that are tinted and Polaroid goggles, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Rick, you role played here. You did better than most. But we found a few things. We're going to give you some Polaroid glasses now. And we're going to do better, right?
The funny thing is I knew you had to wear Polaroid glasses, but goggles. But my goggles broke that week. And I went to buy new ones and I completely screwed up when I went to buy them and completely forgot. So
I've got great goggles.
Yeah.
I love, don't you love Polaroid goggles that you can just wear in the
yeah.
pool? You don't even yeah. feel like taking them off because they feel yeah. so good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. All right, my friend. Practice.
Will do. Take care. Be well, Rob.
Yeah, you too. Stay well. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.